Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to talk about here today. Tons of news to get into. It is Friday here. We are going to be doing open lines. No guest here today. Dr. Lucha unavailable. He'll be back on the show coming up next week. In the meantime, obviously, a lot of stuff coming up. We've got the WWE Evolution pay-per-view coming up on Sunday. I watched the Mae Young Classic last night. Two great matches on the Mae Young Classic. Watched NXT last night as well. Also a very good show. The revelation that, in fact, it does appear Johnny Gargano has turned heel. It was him who attacked Aleister Black. We can talk about both of those shows here today if you'd like to. It's up to you. We got the card for the Evolution show. Crown Point. Actually, Crown Point, Indiana is next Saturday. Crown Jewel is next Thursday/Friday. We can talk about that show as well. Still going on. Looks like the production crew is getting ready to head out there. And Ronda Rousey, of all people, Ronda Rousey and Hacksaw Jim Duggan have both defended WWE's decision to head to Saudi Arabia for the show, neither of whom actually going to the show, but they have defended WWE heading out there. We can talk about that today. We have a return to New Japan Pro Wrestling. Don Callis will be calling future shows for New Japan, which is thumbs up from me. I don't know about everybody else. I thought he was great. Him and Kevin Kelly, a great duo. I wish the two of them were calling the Mae Young Classic. Unfortunately, that is not happening. We have SmackDown ratings from this past Thursday night. Big drop, 18% down. They are going up against the World Series, and so it may be rough here for a while. Show down 22% year over year. Obviously, Raw did well because of the Roman Reigns leukemia revelation. Usually SmackDown holds up better, but not this week. And by the way, that is the week after SmackDown 1000. SmackDown 1000 with all the big returns and the good rating didn't help SmackDown one bit the following week. We'll talk about all this and so much more. Take your phone calls, emails, text messages. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also from WrestlingObserver.com. Phones are going crazy. 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. We'll get to those in a moment. These numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, by the way. If you don't get through, just keep trying. We'll try to get to all of the calls later today. No guests on the show. Lots of news to talk about. Kevin Kaye, a huge figure in MMA history and to an extent pro wrestling, is out after more than 20 years with Viacom. Kaye was running the Paramount Network, TV Land, and CMT. Kent Alterman will take over Paramount TV. TV Land, Comedy Central, MTV, VH1 will also be the man in charge of Bellator. Kaye helped create the environment where Raw could command real money and TV rights in a 2000 deal with WWE. Also greenlit UFC on television in 2005, TNA on television in 2005, and purchased Bellator. He literally saved TNA, which was on the verge of shutting down. That happened many times, by the way. May have saved UFC and basically gave it life and made Bellator stable. He was a big combat sports fan. His being out could lead to major changes in the future with a new person in charge of Bellator. Reality of this business is there are a lot of things that have happened in wrestling history that happened in television boardrooms. Not even anything having to do with the wrestlers, the stars, the promoters, or anything like that. When you bring a new guy in, if he happens to be a big wrestling fan or a big MMA fan, obviously that's great news for pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. If you bring in somebody who's not a fan of pro wrestling or mixed martial arts, and you have pro wrestling and mixed martial arts on your channel, this could be trouble. Jamie Kellner. When he took over, he came in and he canceled Thunder and Nitro. And that was the beginning. It wasn't the beginning of the end. The beginning of the end was long before that. But that was a nail in the coffin. Now, the reality is, the people that work there, ran the companies, they will claim otherwise. But these are the facts. If WCW had been grossing $225 million like they did when they were on fire, they wouldn't have been canceled. But they weren't. They were losing millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so when you're losing millions and millions and millions of dollars and a guy comes in that doesn't like wrestling in the first place, you're history. So we'll see what this Kent Alterman thinks of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. I don't know what he thinks. If he's a wrestling fan, it could change history. If he's not a wrestling fan and he's not an MMA fan, it could also change history. We'll have to see. But Kevin Kaye is out after all these years.
He also welcomed on the Premier Boxing Championships, so he was a fan of all sorts of activities on canvas mats, which was nice. Now, Paramount has taken a strong turn, even though they have ownership in Bellator, they've taken a strong turn towards original programming, dramatic series, kind of going the FX approach to things, and shedding the image that built them, which was a lot of the male-dominated. The whole thing was Spike TV. It was a male destination spot, a viewing channel with some of the programming that they had on there. And over time, that's obviously changed, and they're trying to make their way there. Very low-rated cable channel. Is it, you know, in comparison to USA and a lot of their competitors, a lot of the people that they're chasing. So we'll see what approach works. They're spending a lot of money right now going the other direction that's opposite of wrestling or boxing or mixed martial arts, but we'll have to see what happens. But I don't know. I don't know how you could have a better friend than what Kevin Kaye was. It's kind of like having Bonnie Hammer, you know, if anything was ever happened to her. It's just you don't want to lose those people who are your friends.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Heavy question about Roman Reigns. Do you think he could have been a bigger baby face, say, if WWE would have told us he recovered from leukemia back in college? It reminds me a lot like Marcus Alexander Bagwell. When he broke his neck in WCW and they turned him heel instead of making him a top babyface. And also, do these fans feel like complete jerks for booing Roman?
You know, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. It's actually an interesting question.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it actually is an interesting question.
Oh, God.
Like, he never, ever talked about that.
So?
Never. Did anybody know about his battle with leukemia? I don't know how fans would have reacted. I have absolutely no idea.
Maybe he didn't want to bring it up.
Well, he didn't like, want to bring it up, obviously.
Everything is now null and void for WWE bringing it up. Sorry, Ryan, you strike out on that
It's a fair question.
It's not. Now let's take the other parts of it. Do fans feel like jerks for booing him? No, they don't. Was there any other part of that question? No? Okay.
Ryan, I think that was a decent question. I don't know if they would have booed him less if they would have known that story.
1-800-878-PLAY.
It's a very interesting question.
Or the studio line, 425. What is it?
Hey, Mike, it's an interesting question. I don't know.
No.
He did an interview Monday, and he came out, and he was booed out of the building like he always is. And he mentioned that he was battling leukemia, and you could hear a pin drop. And from that point forward, all they do is cheer him. And they're never going to boo him again. And actually, I can't even say that. I can't even say they'll never boo him again. Because I don't know.
Did we really have to use that before? Like, now I can see them using it because it's been brought up. But, I mean, come on.
They're not going to use it because of this show.
What kind of fantasy booking that? No.
Ryan, I thought that was a fair question. Oh, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. It's Tony from Philadelphia. On a working phone this time.
What's up?
Hey.
Before I get into my 2 points, one about Crown Jewel and one about Roman Reigns, where's Jim from Virginia? I know that he texted the other day, but you would think that he'd be calling in about Evolution. This is right up his alley.
Well, he's been texting and he's been tweeting and that sort of thing.
All right. Well, the thing I want to talk about with the Roman Reigns thing, and I want to send my condolences. I never got to call in and mention it yet, but I have no faith in WWE at all. And what I mean by that is I fully expect them to turn the Ambrose and Rollins feud into a storyline that involves Roman Reigns and bringing him up on
Monday. They
already
did. They did it Monday. They dedicated the match to him. They've already started. It's only going to go on from here.
I expect to get much worse, and hopefully they have the foresight to not do that. But again, I have no faith in them. And proving my point that I have no faith in them, Crown Jewel. So they're going. No matter what, no protest or negative press, they're going for the money, and we all know that. But if I'm them, and I'm not, what I do is I do the show, and I get the hell out of there. I don't promote it. I don't talk about the propaganda. I don't talk about what a beautiful and progressive country it is and talk it up and play it up. I fully expect them to do that because at this point—
Here's the problem, though. Hold on, buddy. Wait. Hold on. So they have signed an agreement to go over there. There's a contract in place. And so—
Don't want to break.
So— They can't necessarily just decide, well, we're just going to go over there. We're not going to tell anybody where we're at. We're going to run a show. We're not going to do any of the propaganda we did last time. We're just going to get in, run a show, get out, and not talk about it. There's no guarantee that they can do that.
Agreed. But when they run a show in, like, Philadelphia, they say, you know, we're live from the Wells Fargo Center. You can say where you are, and you can, you know, talk about where it's being held. But you cannot, after all of this, you know, run vignettes showing all the things that they've shown and talk about how grateful the Saudi prince is that they're there. They can't do this in the
Yeah, they can. Are you kidding me, caller? Are you out of your mind? Have you ever watched this promotion?
No. Dude,
I know they're going to. I know they're going to. And that's what, you know, infuriates me. You know it's coming. And the backlash now that they're going, imagine after that when they run this propaganda, it's going to invite a firestorm.
You're absolutely right. I want to thank you very much for the call.
They can point to the statement.
If you don't like it, everybody, don't watch the show.
Cancel for a month.
You know what you're getting.
Cancel for two.
When you watch this show. Now, listen. Hey, I could be wrong. Maybe they, despite the contract, have made an agreement. And they've said, listen, we want to keep coming over here. You want us to keep coming over here. We're going to come over this time. It's politically sensitive. So this time, we're going to lay low on the propaganda. And we'll pick it up again next time.
Oh, come on.
Mike.
Brian.
You're shooting down everything. It's possible.
Dude, listen to me. They don't believe they did anything wrong. They are there as part of the Vision 2030 plan. So as far as the Saudis go, they're going to look at this and go, we didn't do anything wrong. Run it like you're supposed to do, or you're in violation of the contract, or whatever else happens. So it's really moot.
We're going to go to break, everybody. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's head to the phones, 844-411-5411. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Tim in Miami. Now that the show is officially on, I do want to offer my latest bold prediction.
Yes.
And that is, I don't think there's any way at all that they will crown a new Universal Champion at this show. I don't think they want to do anything that draws extra attention to this. They certainly don't want to do anything that's going to make this show, like, live on in the annals of championship history that might give people a reason to go back and read about it later. And as annoyed as I was with the gentleman from Philadelphia, I do think he's sort of right in that it's like, let's get in there, do our glorified house show, and get out.
Well, we'll see what happens. Listen, you may be right about that finish, but they did a BS no finish the last time they went to Saudi Arabia. So you would be asking them to do that two times in a row.
Yeah, Brian, you are exactly right when you call it a glorified house show, and I know you and Dave disagree on that term, but let me help you out here. What makes a house show, distinguishing characteristic, is that you know going into it that you're not going to see anything missable. You know when you buy that ticket, you're not going to see anything you haven't seen before, won't see again. Nothing of consequence will happen. That's what makes it a house show.
You're right, but I don't think, and I'll let you look this up if you'd like, Tim, I don't think ever in WWE history they have announced that a vacant title would be awarded at a pay-per-view event and then not done so. This is not like the championship being on the line and having a screw job finish. They're telling you that if you get this show, you're going to see a new champion.
I don't have to look it up. Kane versus Undertaker in 98 with Austin as ref. Remember, Austin countered them both down? And that's what led to the tournament at Survivor Series.
I do vaguely remember this.
I think they're going to do something, yeah, to set up the title being officially adjudicated in some way at the Survivor Series.
Well, we'll see, Tim. Your bold prediction is duly noted. Spurs here says, the show is already historic. Shawn Michaels is returning. It's not a glorified house show. It's something you would not see anywhere else. Well, he's right. That is something you would not see at a house show, the return of Shawn Michaels after all these years. So, too bad I hung up on Tim.
Well, I wonder if you could, AJ Styles, the Miz interferes against AJ Styles in the Daniel Bryan match and ending that one, and you can have a double count out or some sort of double disqualification in the other one with Brock Lesnar. Just kill both of them, kill the town, and get out of there.
Spurs says it's going to be newsworthy enough. Shawn Michaels is wrestling. There's another one, Tim. What do you have to say about this? You know the text number. This person says, I actually agree with Ryan. And this person here says, I'm glad Mike speaks for everyone, but I felt guilty for booing him immediately after he said it.
I'm glad Mike speaks for everyone. What are you talking about?
You said earlier that nobody felt guilty after that announcement.
This person also agrees with Ryan, correct? Or is this
just a different guy?
All of a sudden, oh, now we're suddenly getting pro-Ryan text to agree with you. It's amazing how this works.
Mike, are you going to sit here on the other side of this microphone and tell me that I'm making up texts here just to bother you?
Why would
I bother?
You would never
I got 50 texts right here.
You would never stoke or instigate your co-hosts. You would never be known for such a thing.
So you honestly believe that I just made up two text messages here to bother you?
I'm not saying
like
that.
I have nothing better to do with my life.
You're here, aren't you?
Get out of here. Sasha Banks said to Maria Menounos that she was off TV because she was having trouble sleeping and driving. Found out she was having post-concussion syndrome for a concussion she didn't know she had.
Ooh.
Is this just a thing that happens still? I thought we were supposedly past undiagnosed concussions in WWE. Well, here's the thing. If you're wrestling a match and something goes wrong and you go headfirst into the post and you go backstage and like something's clearly wrong, they're going to check you out. If you're doing a match and you take a bump and you suffer a concussion and you shake it off and you continue the match and you keep going for a while and you go backstage and you forget it even happened and you don't even bring it up, they're not going to check you out. I mean, this is not to me an indication that WWE did anything wrong. It's just sometimes a concussion is obvious and sometimes a concussion is less obvious. Like, they don't take every single person in every single match back and do an impact test. They do an impact test if they believe there's reason to do an impact test. It happened with Alexa Bliss. She may not be ready for the pay-per-view Sunday. I mean, the feeling as of today, she's not going to be ready. But who knows what happens? Randy Orton got a concussion a few years ago, and he was magically ready 6 days later for a pay-per-view. So I don't know if she's going to be ready or not, but if they feel that there's a problem, they will test you, and they will. There have been concussion lawsuits against this company. They've been dropped, but they exist. And so they're not going to mess around with concussions. If they think you have one, they're going to check you out. And apparently they just didn't have any reason to check her out, and then she had symptoms. So there you go. It's also, I don't know enough about post-concussion syndrome. It's possible she had a concussion. They gave her the impact test. She failed. They kept her out of action for a while. Then she passed the impact testing. And then in the days and weeks following that, she started to have post-concussion symptoms. And then she realized there's problems here, and she went to the doctor. That also could happen. I don't blame WWE for this one at all.
No, most important thing is she's, you know, getting, they've recognized it, and she's getting better now. And just something like this, I'm sure, is always a good reminder to everyone to just, you know, if you're hurting, go to the doctor. You don't have to, like, try to plow through everything and just, you know, take your time. It's why we're in a good era, you know, as far as it's, but a lot, you know, a lot of pros and cons and things that can be said, but now more than ever, you know, you have people actually taking off. In the days of WCW where they completely abused the system by taking off when they weren't hurt and they weren't injured, and, you know, now you're actually at a time where you can do that, and that's good without having to suffer too much for it.
Perzier says, if he's not hurt, did you get an EC3 call-up slash write-off feel to what they do with him on NXT? I guess. I mean, they don't usually write people off TV. It's just like they sort of disappear for a while, and then they show up on the main roster. The other thing is, yeah, they injured his leg, but he won that match. So that would be sort of weird to get a big win over Adam Cole, and then that's like your call-up to the main roster, and there's like no way for the NXT guy that lost to get his revenge. So, I don't know. They could call him up at any time, look at the guy. Vince takes one look at that guy. He watches NXT TV one time, it's going to be the end of that guy in NXT. First says, how many times will we see Stephanie at Evolution? Well, what I know is that they're doing like a bunch of video packages for this show.
The statue unveiling.
And she's narrating at least some of them. I don't know if she's narrating all of them, but there's going to be a Stephanie presence on the show. Fear not.
Linda. Will there be a Linda presence on the show?
No. Spurzier says, don't have to have direct head contact for a concussion. An NHL player missed months, and he was not hit in the head.
Whiplash.
It's true, especially if you've had a history of injuries. Spurz says, how is Granny? Granny is fine, as far as I know. I called her last night after the show and talked to her this morning. And everything
during the show?
Seems okay. Now she was slurring her words and was weird for a while there. It was concerning. But then she was fine by the end. But I still had to do a follow-up to make sure she was all right. She's 89 the day after I murder Marco Stunt. 89 years old.
It's a hell of a present to give her.
Still going strong. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's up? You know, I just want to piggyback off what Tim of Miami said. You know, he said that, you know, you go into a house show knowing that you're not going to get anything. Why not go into a house show maybe getting a title change and, you know, title swap, and you don't, you do something different. And this time, next time they come around to the same town, you know, you might get a title change. You know, you might get a universal title change or something that's out of the ordinary, and it piques somebody's interest to come back, you know, next time they come back into the town.
Well, hey, listen, don't forget that the last glorified house show that they did on the network was the show in Australia. And while it wasn't a big title, they did change the Cruiserweight title. So it's not out of the question.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, you know, back when Diesel beat Bob Backlund for the world, you know, for the title heavyweight.
I know what you're talking about. So you're talking about just how to get people to go to house shows more?
Right, exactly.
You're absolutely right. If they changed a title once a year on a random house show. And by the way, not a house show in a major market. You've got to change a house show
exactly.
In a smaller market. Necessarily the smallest market, but if you change it in a small market, then everybody knows, man, it actually could happen in Bothell, Washington, even though we have no arena here. If you only change it in a major market, then you're basically telling people, if I don't live in L.A. or New York, not going to be a title change on my house show. They should do it once a year in a small market.
Well, what do you have all those titles for? You can do random. You can do multiple title changes all over the place in small markets because you have so many titles. So I can see you wanting to save some, maybe your bigger ones. And you know, if you're going to have a surprise, maybe you want to do it to shock a bigger city that's on the decline or something like that. I think maybe that's a little bit of the better option. And then, utilize all your other titles, your NXT title. You know, change one of those every once in a while on a WWE branded show. Again, you have so many of them, you got a lot of options.
I'm not sure if this is Tim or not, but he says a Legends match with four broken down geriatrics is missable. If Sean were wrestling Daniel Bryan or something else, it would be newsworthy. It's not like this is going to lead to a future championship opportunity for the winning team. And the youngest guy in the match is 49.
Wow.
This is house show material. Who's that, Kane? Kane's not 50 yet? Oh, no, it's Hunter. Hunter's 49.
Yeah.
All right, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free.
Including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here notes, it brought up interest in NXT when Balor lost the NXT title to Joe at a house show. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They should do it more often. A couple of news notes here, then we'll go back to the phones. WWE and Twitter are partnering for a simulcast of the first half hour of Sunday's Evolution pay-per-view. It was announced today the first 30 minutes of Evolution will air on the WWE Network and Twitter at 7 Eastern on Sunday. Twitter also has custom emojis.
Oh.
For WWE Evolution, Ronda Rousey, and Nikki Bella hashtags. Mm. WWE didn't announce what will be airing during the first half hour of Evolution. My guess would be a battle royal. There will be an hour-long pre-show for the event starting at 6 Eastern. They will also air a 7-hour live stream of past content on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube on Saturday beginning at 3 Eastern. We'll feature, quote, full-length championship matches, episodes of Ride Along and WWE 24, and much more from the WWE Network. So the full card for the show, we got the Ronda Rousey-Nikki Bella match for the Raw title, Becky Lynch-Charlotte for the SmackDown title, Last Women Standing, Alexa Bliss and Mickie James versus Trish Stratus and Lita, NXT Women's Champion Kairi Sane defending against Shayna Baszler. We got the Battle Royal with Ember Moon, Nia Jax, Tamina, Dana Brooke, Alicia Fox, Peyton, Billy, Asuka, Carmella, Naomi, Mandy, Sonya, Lana, Tori, Alundra Blaze, Ivory, Molly Holly, Michelle McCool, Kelly Kelly, Maria, and Zelina Vega. There's 21 women right now, but if Alexa cannot be cleared, there will be 20 because Alicia Fox will be moved from that to the Mickie James position or to Mickie James' partner. Sasha and Bayley and Natalia versus Riot Squad and Toni Storm, Io Shirai, finals of the Mae Young Classic. We got the announcer with Don Callis coming back for New Japan. He'll be calling multiple events, including Wrestle Kingdom 13 in January. Hello, my little darlings, he said on Twitter. I missed you. So, thank God he's back. So, there you go. SmackDown 1000.
Yeah, I guess, Lanny Poffo didn't get the greatest of reviews I saw this morning. I haven't seen it yet. They got the new announcer from Nova Scotia. I apologize. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but I heard he did a solid, if not spectacular, job. So if nothing else, they have a roster of announcers now, whether you like all of them or not, headed obviously by Kevin Kelly, who's by far the best thing that they got. And of course, what goes on Access, but Chris Charlton, Rocky Romero, who I thought did a very good job. I thought Kevin Kelly and Rocky Romero are the best pairing that they have by far. And they have another translator as well. So they do have a good roster of people going. So they again, this is progress from a company that had no announcers, you know, not all that long ago.
This person says, isn't Stephanie scheduled to do a special announcement of some sort at Evolution? I don't remember hearing that. It's possible. If it is, it's probably the SmackDown Tag Team Women's titles or the, I shouldn't say SmackDown.
All Women's Royal Rumble?
Women's Tag Team titles. I would presume that's the announcement. I think they're just going to be doing a Women's Royal Rumble every year, so I don't know if she necessarily needs to announce that.
Like they announce his special, I don't know, make a big deal out of it. But it just for a second, too, on house shows, because we talked about it with Dave yesterday and just talking about it now with like doing a something that's out of the past. It's just kind of funny that the one thing that they should be doing to go back to build their house shows, the new formula that they should have is go back to doing the professional wrestling stuff, you know, actually announce a little couple of things beforehand, have a couple of local announcements. Again, just treat it halfway seriously. Build stars, you know, which you need to do for TV anyway. It's like all of those like old pro wrestling things that you don't think work. Like, they work, and I know you want to be all of those other things, but the stuff we're talking about is just, it's simple pro wrestling.
This person here says the Stephanie special announcement was on the fake leaked Evolution run sheet. I'm out of the loop. I didn't even see that one.
Check Reddit.
This person says WWE keeps saying 50 women will be at Evolution. I've counted not even 40. Well, you know, plans change.
Interviews.
Plans change.
Hanging out.
Although, I can tell you this.
Catering.
Every woman on the NXT active roster, every woman, like all the way down to Aaliyah, will at least be flown to the show. That doesn't necessarily mean that they will be on the show. They may just be like in the audience. They'll show all of the NXT women in the audience or something like that. But
Casey will be climbing something backstage.
They're all going to be there. So I would not be surprised, by the way, if we saw an angle leading to Survivor Series involving, obviously, different women. Let's go to the phones. You're in the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. I was going to piggyback off some of the Tim stuff and also discuss the house show thing. The big thing, I think, in why they're also going back is I think that they have probably already spent some of their money and revenue they were getting from the Saudi people. So it's not like we can give the money back because we spent it. And the house show thing, it's I've been saying that for years, that what they need to do, you know, little special things in those smaller markets, like give them a title change or something like that, so you can get people chattering, especially now with social media. That would be a great way to build buzz. Hey, did you see what happened at my WWE show, you know, here, there? And you could get more people to attend. It's basic pro wrestling, like what Mike talked about. It's a novel concept that, you know, their company's name is World Wrestling Entertainment, but they sometimes forget that wrestling part. And if you don't have
Hold on, John. You know as well as I do that if Vince could find some way to get the word wrestling out of the company name, he'd have done it by now.
That's true.
But they, what are they going to call it? World
Entertainment, entertainment. Twice,
is
brother.
Not going to work. World Entertainment, like none of this works. They have to have the word wrestling in there somewhere. Someone, by the way, wanted to know.
World Sports Entertainment. World Sports and Entertainment?
He could do that, but it would suck.
WSNE?
I mean, no one's ever going to call it that. No, there's not one normal person in the world that calls it sports entertainment. Everyone calls it wrestling.
Who's going to the sports entertainment show, pal?
So, somebody
see superstars.
Here, I can't even find this text I was going to read. I got so many of them here. It was basically about the
agreeing with Ryan.
I mean, I can find one of those if you want here. This person here, I agree with Ryan and Brian. I'm not even making it up. You want me to screen cap and put it on Twitter to prove it?
What does it say? I agree with who?
It says I agree with Ryan and Brian.
Brian, of course they did. Good.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to make up a text message. I got too many real ones to read here. Anyway, the question they asked was something like, why are they spending more of their efforts on Crown Jewel than Evolution? Well, I mean, there's a few reasons. Number one, the women's roster is significantly smaller than the men's roster. And so, it, just like with any show they do, more time will always be devoted to the men because, like, mathematically, you have to. I mean, you wanted more time devoted to that Battle Royal thing they did on SmackDown, which was horrendous. They'd have been better off taking that. I'd be more interested in Evolution if they hadn't aired that.
Hey, look, and be fair here. The Ronda Nikki stuff has been better in execution than anything, in my opinion at least, that The Undertaker and then, as Tim called them, the geriatrics, as all of those old legends and superstars. I mean, the women's stuff has been better, and they've given it time. It's just that, like, you know, like Brian says, there's just more men's matches. Simply, they're taking place, and they have not.
Actually, there are more women's matches on each show, but they're just more men. Like, how can you do a three-hour show with only the Raw women's Raw? It's impossible.
Yeah, but you're having play-ins too for the, you know, for the best in the world, you know, wherever the hell it is, the crown jewel prince. What the hell? What is it? The best in the world? What are they going for here?
The World Cup tournament to determine the best in the world. That's how right, in the world can you not remember that off the top of your head? I've heard that 55,000 times in the last 2 weeks. It's ridiculous.
Melted my brain.
First year
says, melted my brain.
Kairi Sane, Shayna Baszler, Toni Storm, Io Shirai should both be good matches. Will anyone in the crowd know who they are? Yes, they will, of course.
Yes.
The Mae Young Classic has done very good numbers on the WWE Network, and it's hardcore showing up for this show.
Yeah, and times have changed anyway. I think even with, like, you know, Not every WWE fan is going to know, but a majority of them at this point kind of know who these people are.
Listen, everybody, let me tell you something, okay? The Battle Royal, I've been wrong before, okay? But this is not a Royal Rumble. A Royal Rumble, you can do angles with who comes in, who gets eliminated, who comes in next. There's all sorts of booking things you can do with a Royal Rumble. With a Battle Royal, it's just people being thrown over the top rope. You can maybe do a little bit of stuff at the end. Some of these women, like, literally, there's a woman in there who hasn't wrestled since 2001. It's 2018. It's been 17 years. Okay, so I'm not being unfair here when I say that match is probably going to completely suck. Now, outside of that,
who cares?
Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella have been practicing every day at the Performance Center, okay?
Yes.
That match is going to be good. It may be very good. Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, they're going to get 25 minutes.
Going to be great.
That match could be very good.
Yeah.
The Kairi Sane, Shayna Baszler match should be very good.
Uh-huh.
The Toni Storm, Io Shirai match should be very good.
Could be incredible.
The Sasha Bailey, Natalya versus Riot Squad should at least be good.
Yes.
And Alexa and Mickey versus Trish and Lita will probably be quick.
There you go. And fun.
Hopefully.
Which is what you want.
But the point is, like, I think it's going to be a good show. I'm not expecting this to be a bad show. I think it should be a pretty good show in the ring. Depending on how long they give the matches, it won't be good. It could end up being a very good show. So that's what I want to say about it there.
Will you be doing both shows after that show?
What does that mean?
Brian and Vinny and then the Wrestling Observer Radio.
Yes, as always.
I'm sure if you're doing one Saturday or something like that.
Well, I'm sure we'll be doing one Saturday too, but we always do one Sunday.
Will Garrett be there?
This person here says, is Evolution going to be run by Vince? Doesn't that mean he's going to have control over how the matches are going? To go with the Mae Young class act in the NXT match. I'm not sure what you're asking here. But yes, Vince will be in charge because it's WWE pay-per-view. He's in charge of all of them. This person here says,
be nice though if it lets Stephanie do it.
Oh, remember around 2011 when they almost changed their name to just WWE with the letters not standing for anything? I do vaguely remember that. Yes.
Were they actually close to that, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they could always... Listen, they could do that whenever they want. They could stop saying wrestling and just say WWE. And, like, everyone in the world will still call it wrestling.
Wrestling,
but
yes.
They could pretend that it's not. They could do that. I think it would be dumb, but they could do it. This person says as the... Oh, he's still talking about the Shawn Michaels return. He says, it seems to me this Shawn Michaels return is not going to be a one-off, especially with all of the controversy surrounding Crown Jewel. Don't know if you want that as the explanation point on your legacy and career. Hey, if there's another tag match, he could always come back. Yeah. I don't know what his plans are. Let me tell you something, everybody. When Gorilla Monsoon was an active wrestler...
Okay, this is okay. Let me sit down here.
He had a match with superstar Billy Graham.
Learning tree.
And he said, if I lose this match, I'm going to retire. And he lost this match, and you know what? He retired.
He did.
And there was like a Legends Battle Royal, and there were like two or three or four things that he did as like one-off special. But he never returned to wrestling.
Nope.
Now, on the other hand, when Goldberg came back, if you don't remember this story, 2K announced Goldberg as a character. This had nothing to do with WWE. WWE was not on good terms with Goldberg. But the fans were so into it that WWE, they began negotiating with Goldberg and they brought him in. And the whole thing was he was going to come back for one match at Survivor Series. And it got over so big when he did his interviews and appearances on Raw that Vince just said, dude, let's go with this. They went from only having one match that he was going to lose to winning in a squash against Brock Lesnar, then winning the title, and then going on to be a co-main event at Mania. So, hell if I know what's going to happen with Shawn Michaels.
I don't know. I want to geek like Gino Morello afterwards, though.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, a couple of texts here. First off, this person goes, it's just like KFC. KFC is KFC. It is no longer Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, you're right, but everybody says Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's the Colonel, man.
First says, 2K negotiated the Goldberg thing without WWE's involvement. They do that every year.
Sting.
They did that with Sting. They did that with Warrior. They did that with Goldberg.
Randy Savage.
And virtually every time it led to those people coming back to WWE. It's an amazing story, yeah. Actually.
And Rey Mysterio. Didn't he have some sort of feature in this one?
Well, they
too,
knew he was coming back.
Ah, well, that's true, I guess.
This person here says, remember when Big Show attacked both Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan at Battleground 2013, ended the match in a double DQ, and it was for the vacant WWE title, and that was back when people paid $60 for a real pay-per-view. And the pre-network era. You're right, that happened.
Oh, they ripped off people a lot worse than that, but yeah, that's one of them.
Tim very well could be right. This crown jewel could end with no champion.
Oh, and man, in both matches, that's what I want to say.
The champion will be determined at Survivor Series. That very well could happen. We shall see. I mean, Saudi Arabia's getting the tournament to determine the best in the world.
Yeah, what else do they want? I mean, my God.
You know what they could do? Allow me to fantasy book for a moment as we go off the air here. What they could do is they've got a tournament to determine the best in the world. And you've got John Cena, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Dolph Ziggler, Miz, and Rey Mysterio. I think Rey's going to win. But you could have a heel win. Let's just say that Randy Orton happens to win the tournament. And then, in the main event with Lesnar and Strowman, although he is a SmackDown guy, he would interfere. And the match would not take place, and he would just cut the promo about, listen, I won the World Cup, I'm the best in the world, why am I not in this match? And then you go to Survivor Series and you do a triple threat for the title. I guess it would have to be...
Kurt Angle?
It'd have to be Ziggler. He's the only raw heel that's in that match.
Ah.
Boy, do I not see that happening. Anyway, we're out of time, everybody. We'll be back later on this weekend with more. Check out Wrestling Observer Live, Lance Storm on later today. Fun time as always. We'll talk to you again after a while.